I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. The international economic stage, and with it world order, has been slowly changing for the past decade. But it may have been given a major push with moves from the U.S. and China. It revolves around policies for foreign students and workers. Let's look at it. In the U.S., the H-1B visa program became part of the Immigration Act of 1990, signed into law by President George H.W. Bush to address the demand for foreign workers with specialized skills, skills in technology, engineering, and medicine. It was a catalyst for the U.S. becoming the technology leader in the world and is credited as one of the major movers in the tech revolution. Workers from India, most notably, using the full benefits of the program in the largest numbers. While China has made efforts to attract foreign workers, it has not been as successful as the U.S., but it could be turning that corner now. So President Trump's new proposal that American companies pay a $100,000 fee for each foreign employee was causing a lot of confusion, concern, and worry, especially in tech, where foreign workers are used for their skill and their training. But there's been a drumbeat call for an overhaul of the system, stemming from the feeling that companies can bring in contract workers at lower wages than hiring American. The tech companies say they're using the brightest minds from all over the globe to put together the greatest advances in technology that benefit consumers all over the world. About 65% of the H-1B workers are in tech, and a vast majority from India. Some reports say 70%. Step in China, which has openly been saying it will thrust its presence on the global economic stage, saying at times seeking dominance. So its K visa has now gone into effect, one Indian outlet calling it China's H-1B. The stated aim is to attract and retain foreign talent in the STEM fields, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. China says it opens China and gives access to more people in those fields, making it a very attractive alternative for skilled foreign professionals. It should be noted that there's the same backlash in China saying there's already a surplus of talent holding bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees. Why bring in foreign talent? So basically, the same backlash as the U.S. And now, with the potential of a $100,000 per employee U.S. fee possible, it's one more step toward changing the current world order. So questions. Is Donald Trump and critics of H-1B correct? Does it hinder the hiring of U.S. workers? Or does it help technology advance? Will China be able to attract some of those workers now, especially from India? Does this, in fact, become another global chess move in the changing balance of global power and supercharge China's attempts at becoming the world leader? What makes sense? Email me, if you like, at ed@edbaxternews.com.